Gemara says that wasn't a good, that's not a good question. Why? Because the karma in Misa, we before in the Mishnah were talking about Misa, Truma, Smaisa, the Zaritzah is Chayiv Misa. Maybe by a Chayiv Misa the Rabbanu were Machmir. Or Moisa Rashesh is love. And the Sheikh only asked the question back for Maisa Sheni. The Chsiv over there, the Apostle says, by Maisa Sheni, Loisuch Alecho Bishorecho. So at most, there's only a love involved in eating it. So maybe since there's only a love, maybe there even Rameya is made that we're makel. He only said we're machmir, where there's a question of a misa b'dei shemaim involved. And now the Umar says though, but ulamai the maisa rosheshes. But you should know, if rosheshes question is a good question, I'll tell you then what, that by the chil of maisa sheni, we see we're makel. So then, Rabbi Yosef shapeko mishanelei. Rabbi Yosef's teretz that there's a chilik between whether you eat it or whether pigeon, that's a good teretz. When are we machmer only if you eat it? But time for pigeon, they were makel. But the question is now, Ella Ravina. But Ravina that asked this last question, how come the loch is if you buy from a nachtum? You let it be mafresh. Min hat fustam harbei. How come I eat naptur alachiv? Somewhere has to say like this. Ah, the meiser min nachtum. Before Rav Nachman asked the question, before Ravina asked the question from a nachtum, l'sayile mi paltum. Let him bring the proof to what he's saying from the loch of a palter. The Tanan, we learned like this. Halakech min apalter. If you buy bread from a palter, that's like the middleman. That's like the seitan. He buys from a lot of different people. So then the locher is maise min kol defus udfus. Divrei Rabbi Meir. From every single form of bread, you have to take off its own maises. In other words, we're afraid that maybe you bought it from different people, and one person took off his maise and the other one did not. Therefore, you have to be mafresh on each defus separately. So you see by palter, we say such a svara. If so, what do you have to answer here? In order to make another stereo between the palter and the nachtum, elo mayis loch lemeim, what do you have to say? That I tell you, palter, what's a palter? That's mitreit losi gavri's oven. He buys it from two or three people. Therefore, if you have different tefusim, you have to take off maiser on each tefus separately. Because maybe one was from a person that took off maiser, and maybe one was from a person that did not take off maiser. But nachtum, I'll tell you the case of a nachtum is nami, mechad gavra who's oven, he only bought all his bread off one person. So therefore, since it's all off one person, either he took off maiser or he didn't take off maiser. So therefore, monashraf, he could take off maiser from one tfus, from one bread, or from another bread. Because it's all came from one person. So therefore, that's the teretz. Why by a nachtum we say you could be mafresh ala tfusim harbi. Now the Gemara says, Rova Merova says, Shmuel Shapiko Mishanali. I tell you now, on Reb Lezer's first question that he asked, how come in our Mishnah was so machmir? So I'll tell you, Shmuel's answer was a good answer. That Shmuel answered, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir holds that even in the Rabbonins, we're machmir Mishal Torah. So Mori asked the question before, what's the proof? Maybe Rabbi Meir only said it by a Mises Bezdin of Gittin, but maybe not by Mises B'dei Shemaim of Trumas Maisa. So I tell Rav answers and says, no, Rav Omar Shmuel Shapiko Mishanilei, because Shem Misa Boilam. There's one halacha, it's one Shem Misa. There's not a difference whether it's a Misa B'dei Shemaim or Misa B'dei Yodam. Both of them are co-parent, there's a Misa involved. So therefore, if you see Rabbi Meir's Machman on the Rabbonin, Kameka came derisive by Gittin, who then you could say Rabbi Meir's Atanaba Mishnah that holds also that by Trumas Meiser of the Mai, also will Machman to say that if a Zar eats from it, he has to be Meiser of Chaimish. Nachman to Palter. Yerovam Rovah says, Shmuel Shapiko Mishanilei. Shmuel still answered good. But I'll tell you, Shem Misa Boilam. That there's no nafkamina between a misa b'dei adam and a misa b'dei shemayim. Even though you want to ask and say that get is a misa b'dei adam. If you're very with a meshesish, there's misa's bezdin. By true masmeiser, it's only a misa b'dei shemayim. So you want to make this chilek, he says no, that's not a bikasha. Because the misa, shem misa b'elim. They both have one shem misa, that's enough to bring kasha one and the other. Like if the rabbanim made a chizik by one, the rabbanim should make a chizik by the other one also. And the Mishnah says, Eilu dvorim shein lehem aino. These are the things that there's no pasha of aino. If you sell something and you charge more than a sixth, there's no halach of aino. Ho avodim if you sell an eved, kenani, via shtoris, if you sell shtoris, rashi says, amoicha shtoris, ligvois choyv shebetoichiv it len liyatzmai. If I sell you my shtar, I have a shtar that somebody owes me $100,
and I sell it to you, that you'll be able to collect the shtar. Even though the shtar itself is only a right to collect 100, I sell it to you, 150. So no matter how much I charge you, there's no halacha of oinoa by shtaros. We'll see in the Gemara why not. And v'akakoyis, when I sell you karka, property, no matter how much I charge you, there's no din oinoa. There is one man yom, and it says ad machza. That once I charge you 50% more, then there is a parsha of oinoa bit lemekach. But the din of a sixth of regular oinoa does not apply to karka. V'hegdeshos, who are din by hegdish? Rashi says, gizbar ha-mechel hegdish, v'yamarcher olosso et shnofo by mum. Either the gizbar that sells hegdish, or if you have your own korban oyla that became a balmum, and you want to sell it right now, also there's no pasha of oinoa. No matter how much you charge for it, still there's a locha, the sale takes place. Yeah. Now, ein lehem tashlum ekefom, v'loy tashlum yabo v'chamisha. Yeah. Rashi zim tofach oimochor, or mishum megdesha sitzach l'misnayu. It tells us the chidish here by hegdish. So Kitzur, we're talking about here is Avad the Hegdashis. Telling that if you steal an animal of Hegdash, there's no luck to pay back Kefal, there's no luck to pay back a dollar of the hay. Shoymechinom ein a nishba, or Shoymechinom doesn't have to swear. That means Rashi, Shaloi posha, Shaloi hiskikosloi, Shaloi hiskiko terribly shov aleim. If you're a shamer on a hegdish to kishor, you don't have to swear on it. A shamechinim does not have to swear that it's not for shaya. When they say sacher in the mishalim, when they say sacher was nigdavu mimenu, also is potter. A shamer sacher is potter in the mishalim. Rabbi Shimon says it depends. Kodeshim shuchayi bachriyuson. If you have a korbin that you are chayi bachriyuson, Rashi says, Omaharei olai oilo. If you say you have a chiv upon yourself to bring a korban oilo, so no matter what happens to it, you're going to have to bring another korban. Fefrishoi, and you amafresh this animal for your korban oilo. Vumamo, and it became a balmum, or mocher, and you sold it. So kochim shuchai bachrusim, that you have a chiv achrayas on it. Yeshla maino, then lamais it's like your own, and there's a pasha veno here, that lamaisa, if you sell it too much, you charge more than six, you charge a sixth, and as a locha of regular no, since the ma'aser yochai b'chusan is considered like yours, and therefore there's a parsha of enor. Rashi says the chiva the ma'aser nignavu. If this shor would have been killed or stolen or nignavu, chai b'chusan yochai v'nachrayis didehu. The altonu isha sochiv kirinim bei. We call this altonu isha sochiv. Don't jip one another, because since the ma'aser it's his money, he's a chai b'chrayis on it. Therefore there's a parsha of enor. But what about other kochim? She'enu chai b'chusan. The Rashi's kagoyin the omah harezu. If you only say this animal should be hegdish, but it's not a chiv upon you, the shein echay b'chayusan ain't lehom I know. Then there's no pasha of I know. Yehuda says af ha-moiches sefer Torah deheimo magoliyos ain't lehom I know. If you sell somebody a sefer Torah, no matter how much money you charge for it, that's the sale price, and there's no pasha of I know. It charges you too much. Who are dinah beheimo? Who are dinah magoliyos? He sells you a pearl or a diamond. Ain't lehom I know. And these things are so precious. There's no pasha of enor. We'll see in the Gemara why not. Omer lo, they said to him, no, lo yomru ela eselu. It was only said the first things, not these last cases. It was only said en lo meino on the first cases of the Mishnah. On shtoro is karkois, but not on these last things. Kitzur to machlokes on these last things, is there enor or is there no enor? If you sell a sefer Torah, or if you sell a behemoth, or if you sell magog, or you sell pearls. Now, go back to the Reish of the Mishnah. Okay, the Reish of the Mishnah says that if you sell a karka, a shtar, or an eved, there's no pasha of enor. Even though you charge him more than a sixth, the sale still takes place. Samar says, how do we know this yisoid? The Tana Rabbanim learned like this. The apostle says, if you sell something to your friend, or else you buy something from your friend. So, if you sell or you buy something, so idashin dovra nikna miyad liyad. Where's this pasha of altoinu? Don't jip him. Only on a sale that you hand over miyad liyad. Rashi says on this, he's a roller of altoinu. On such a sale that you hand it over to the other person, it's a dovra mataltol, I give it over to you. That's when the Torah says, don't jip him. Don't charge more than a sixth or a sixth. Yotzu kakois. It goes out of this kakois. If you sell property, there's no pasha of enor. She'eino mitaltlim. You can't move it around. There's no pasha metaltlim. Therefore, it's not called enor. Yotzu avodin. You sell an eved kenani, even though he is movable. I can hand him over to you, but it goes out avodim shulk shulakakois etzukesh takakois. Rashi says the pasuk says viznachalte moisom Hukshul Yahuza. That an Eved Kenani has the same halacha like his Yahuza. So just like by a soda, if you sell it, there's no pasha or no, you can sell it as much as you want for. The same thing by an Eved Kenani, you can sell it as much as you want for. And Yotsu Shtaros also go out. Tilsid, the Pasuk says, V'chisimkeru memkar. That means V'dashin mecheshe gufay mocher. The gufay konui. That you're selling something that has value in the actual thing that you're selling. You're selling a chair, you're selling a table. The actual chair, the actual table is worth something. Yotsu Shtaros, if I say you the Shtar, this piece of paper, Shein gufay mecher. I'm not selling you the actual piece of paper. That's worth half a penny. That's not what I'm selling you. And the ain gufa kanuya. I'm not selling you the actual money. The money's not here right now. I'm only giving you the right to collect the money later. But what I'm giving you right now, that piece of paper that's not called gufa momin, that's not doimata, dobra nikna miyad liyad. Therefore, there's no pasha over noah if I sell you shtaris. Yevienum oimdim el l'rayishabem. Like, what are you holding on this piece of paper for that I'm selling you? That's only a proof that you bought the money like. But the actual money is not in the shtar. Therefore, when I sell you the shtar, it's not called gufay mamin, I could charge you as much as I want. Mikanamah, from here we learned out that ha-moyuchesh teroysov lebesim, if somebody sells shtaros to a besim, Rashi says, lots of them afkois, somebody buys it just to cover up his battles with them. So nimsu menchurim shalelu tzorach tashmas gufayu, then I'm selling you this piece of paper that you should use it. Like, I'm selling the shtaros for you to use them to mishtamish to close up your battles with them. So mikanomru, that ha-meichesh the rois of lebesim, if I sell my shtaros to a person that sells perfume-like, and it needs it to close up the battles, yesh lamayno, then I'm selling you something that's gufi mamin, the piece of paper you want to use for itself. That's gufi mamin, then there would be a pasha vayno. Because yesh lamayno, the gufon knu yamachor. I'm selling you the guf of the piece of paper right now. That's what the mechir is on, and that's what I'm selling you. Then there is an isra no. The more pshita, of course. The Rashi says, "Maishna mekoma talum the yama." If I'm selling you the piece of paper, the piece of paper, so pshita there's a pasha by no. Then, like, why is it different than I sell you a chair? So Mar says, "Liyafuki mid Rav Kana." This is not like Rav Kana. The yama that he says, "Ein I nois the prutais." That there's no pasha by no. It's by prutais. But something that's only worth a prut or two, there's no pasha by no. Of course, no matter how much I charge you, 3-4 prutis, if I charge you a penny, 5-10 pennies more, to swear your meichel anyway. It's not a double choshuk to say there's a pasha of venor on it. Samel here also, shtoris, if I sell you the piece of paper, how much is a piece of paper worth? A penny too. So even if I charge you 4 pennies for it, there's a swear, according to Rav Kana, that's mechila. There's no I know. Kamashman, that's the chiddush of Yeno, that yesh and all the prutis, that there is a no prutis. Even though what I sell you is worth very little, still there's a pasha of venor. Trash the prutis. Stam moicher shteroysov lebesem ein sham hamekach shel isa biyachad ela shel prutais. What I sell you is not worth an isa. That's a stronger coin. It's simple prutais, simple copper coins. So it's a machlokes if there's an einor. If I sell you something so cheap for copper coins, so that's the chiddush over here. Yes, even though I sell you a piece of paper just to use to close up your bottles with it, also there's a pasha of einor. Then the Mishnah says hekadeshes. If a Hegdish, if a Gizba sells the Hegdish, so even though he charges more than a sixth, it's okay. Amakra, the Pasuk says, Ochiv, that Altoinu is Ochiv. Don't jip your brother. So we dash in Ochiv lo Hegdish. There's only a pasha of Ochiv by your brother, not to jip him, not to charge more than a sixth or a sixth, but not for Hegdish. Maskib lo Rabba bar Mamol, Kolechodich siv Yodoi. Yodoi Mamishu, whenever it says in the Pasuk Yodoi, doesn't mean Mamish something you hand over. You hand over from hand to hand. Rashi the Kadaikis Liel Miyada Misecha. That means Mitautlin. Bedafko Hanikhim Miyada Yad. Where's the Pasha of Oino? I can't jip you if I sell you something that you can hand over from hand to hand. As if the Pasuk says Yad, Yoda, Yoda means Yoda Mamish. That's to be handed over into your hand. Is that true? Elo Miyati is so. Yesir, the Pasuk says, Vayikachas Kol Artsoi Miyodoi. He took Vayikachas Kol Artsoi Miyodoi. He took all the land from his hands. Hochi nami dechol arya biyodayhu nokidlei. Is it true that he was holding everything in his hand? He can't hold property in your hand. So what does it mean? Elam rishusay. It means from his property. That's all. So hochi nami rishusay. Maybe it also just means from your property. And if so, afudu kakoyis nami. Rashi says the mashma. Even if I sell you my property, if I sell you my kakoy, maybe it's also a pasha vaynor. Sadi not even dari from the word miyodoi, it means dafka, literally. Something that you could hand over from hand to hand. And now we say, no, the ikal kalatza miyodoi means from your possessions, from your property. Verses like this. And also, b'chol eichod echsiv yodoi. That's fakert. Lav yodoi. Mamashar, bring a proof of this. Like, you want to tell me when it says the word yod, it doesn't really mean it. Of course it does mean it. For Tani, we learn like this. In imotzei timotzei biyodoi. And we find the gnever in the ganav's hands. So we darshan engli yelabi eli yodoi. I would have only known if you find it in the ganav's hand himself. And then there's a parsha of gneva. Since the pasuk says biyodoi, I would think it means mamish in his hand. That's when it becomes a ganav. He has to have a kinyan gneva. It has to mamish be in his hand. Gagoi chatzera fakafifu minayin. How do we know if the ganav doesn't have it in his hand? But he has it in his chotzer, in his yard, or his gag on his roof, or kafifu, the bigger yard in front of the house. Minayin, how do we know that such a rishus also has kinyan gneva on it? Talmudim, the pasuk says, imimotze timotze mikomakam. Mash, many times we find it by the ganav. Even though it's not mamish in his hand, but as long as it's in his rishus, there is a pasha of gneva. So here you see, you need an extra pasuk, he motzei timotzei. But without the extra pasuk, I would say from the word yodoi, means yodoi mamish. So maybe we'll back to our pshat, that he also, by altoinu, it says yodoi. So I know is only by something mamish biyad. But something is not mamish biyad, there's no pasha of I know. So Mara says, time of the Kotzer Rachamoni Mimotzi Timotzei, like we're just saying. Why do we make this Rosh even Gaga Chatzeroi? Because the Pasuk says extra, Himotzi Timotzei. Holav Hochi, if not for this, have Amina, I would have thought to say, Kolecha de Siv Yodoi, Yodi Mamishu. Whenever the Torah says the word Yodoi, it means Yodi Mamish, I would have thought to say. So there's a Pusarai, it's the way with Nashni from now Mishnah. For Suan also, the Sutani also we learned, Gvenosan Biyodoi. Pasuk says by get, you have to give the get in your wife's hand. It says, Vinosan Biyodoi. You have to give it to her in a hand. So, aim the yellow yoda. You only know it's good if you give it to a mamish in a hand. Gago chatzero v'kafifu minayin. How do you know if you put it into a roof, or you put it into a chatzero, or into a kafifo, that there's also a kinyan chotz like bataras get? How do you know if you give it to your wife for shoes? Also, she's koina. It's a pasha of a get. Either Torah says, v'nosin biyoda. So you see again, biyoda means badafka in a hand. Tam I need a new posse to say, v'nosin mikomokom. Of an extra word, v'nosin, any type of a giving. So again, time of the Kosar Rachamon of Vinosan. Why do we make this drushy that any giving is good? Because it says an extra word Vinosan. Holav Hochi, if not for the extra word Vinosan, Hava Amin, I would have thought to say, Kol Heicha the Chsiv Yodoi, wherever the Posik says the word Yodoi, I dash in and say Yodoi Mamish. That the Posik means Yad Mamish, and nothing else. So now it's good the way we're dashing in our Mishnah, that there's no Pasha of Oino by Kaka. Something that's not Nitna Miyad Liyad. Alright, turn over. So back to the Mishnah. The Chura Mishnah is good. More like this. Elokol yodoi yodei mamishu. It's like a true what you're saying. Whenever the Torah says the word yodoi, really it means v'dafkin the yad. The kinyan takes place. Whatever it is. For the kinyan or I know. V'shani hosom. I be a shred the Gemara by Midbar. The Pasuk in by Midbar says v'yikach ha'chalatzim yodoi. Shani hosom delek l'mayim hochi. Elo b'rishusoi. There we can't say differently. There it says we take away his rishus. The Kenshtan means all his property was in his hand. Their pshit of the word yodah means all his property. But in a normal case where it's possible to say that the word yodah means what it says, yodah, we talk and leave it that way. That yad means yad. Therefore, that's trying our Mishnah, that karka and shtoros and avodim are yotzah from the parasha of Eino, because the pasuk says, Rishimcha mimkala mitzecha, ikona miyad amitzecha. Only something that's nitna miyad liyad, mitalt lemanat kakois. Boy, Reb Zer asks a question like this. Schiros yesh loy oino oyen loy oino. If you rent an apartment, schiros, is there a pasha of oino or not? He charges you too much. I'm to get fighting here. I rent you, I jip you. Rent should have been $500 a month. The guy charges you $700 a month. He charges you more than a sixth more. Is there a pasha of oino or not? Mem karam rachmono. Maybe the Torah only said the pasha of oino by regular sale. If I sell you something, sale means it's yours loylom. Avoloy schiras. And maybe you just rent something, the other's no pasha v'no. If I rent something, the other Torah didn't give the schiddish that I can't jip you al tainu. As much as I want to charge, I could charge you. Mice, it's mine. I can charge you wherever I want for it. Or dilma, maybe loyshna, maybe no, maybe there's no difference. But mice, now you're giving it away to somebody. It's also a type of a sale. What's schiras? I'm not selling you the goof of the house. The house still belongs to me, but I'm selling you the rights to use it. It's also a type of a sale. Shchirus is also a type of a sale. So maybe on this type of a sale, the Torah still gave the parasha by no. Omalei Abaye, Abaye said back, Miksiv Mimchor Liyolom Memchas Tomiksiv. So they say it has to be a Mechal Oilom. It's only a real sale that forever goes out of Yeshus. No. Any type of a sale. So Shchirus L'Shait is called like a sale. The Maisa rented you for a year, whatever it is. But for that time that I'm renting it to you, it's like I sold it to you. You have this chus of it to be mishtamish in it. Even though it's not a mechira li'olam, but a mechira for that zman of the mechira, it's called a mechira. Therefore, v'alan svara, this is bechlal a mechira, that the Torah says, al toinu, in a lot of jiffin. But behind nami, b'yoyim a mechirahi. For the one day, or as many days as you're using, you're renting the house, for those days, it's called a mechira, if either there is a parasha v'ino. Boi, Rav, Rav asked a question like this. Chitin, you have wheat, v'zoram b'karka, and now you put the seeds in the ground. Maho, yesh le mayno, yein lo mayno. And I sell to you the way it is right now. I sell to you when the seeds are in the ground right now. Is there a pasha vayno or not? Is the code I'm selling you karka? That we said before, there's no vayno. Was it considered no? I'm selling you the seeds of the Dabra Matalto. There will be a pasha vayno. Tomorrow says, yesh le mayno, yein lo mayno. Keman dishad yibakad adam yov yesh le mayno. One way to look at it is that Lamaisa, you have the seeds here. So mine have come in if the seed is in a jar, or now Lamaisa is staying in the ground. But what I'm selling you are the seeds. The seeds, wherever they are, that's the sale. So that's a dovra nimcha miyad liyad. That's called a no. So only called command the shad yibikaradon. It's like I throw it into the jar. Maybe no, but lino agav arya. Right now it's bought to the karka. Therefore it's still like a sale of a dovra karka. That's not metal to miyad liyad. Therefore there's no pasha v'no. Like Rashi says, v'yeno no lakakoyis. We're talking about it didn't start to give off roots. Of course, if it gave off roots, it's not much growing, it's not much part of the karka. Here the chiddush is the first 3 days before it was nishras, before the roots started to grow. Now the Gemara says, hey, Kudami, what's the case talking about? Ilai mediyami ihu, shad yabo, shiso, I told you, throw 6 seeds in, v'yosu sadi, v'yamri d'loy shad v'yelo chamisha. He only threw 5 seeds in. Rashi, Sadi Zarati Bo Sheisoin. I planted for you 6 soin. And they didn't come and say, no, you only planted 5 for you. The Yom Rav Rav said, Kol Davos Shebemidu Shemishko Shebeminyin, Afilu Pochus Mechlea Noah, Chayzer. If I make up an exact amount of a Mida or a Mishkol or a Minyin, how much I want to sell you, then there's even less than I know. It's not much I made an exact amount, how much I'm selling you, so it's Votla Nekach even less. This is not the regular Pasha of Aino. This is a new Pasha, what we made up. Here it's Chayzer. Rashi the Mekach Toysu. To the head you perish Becheskas Cain. I'm telling you clearly, I'm only buying this. And that's not what not what I want to buy from you. We ain't a Cain. Chivish HaMekach Toysu. Hafilu Botulu Agav Agi. Even though you want this Botra Karka, Chayzer. Rashi says, Nehidi Mai Kakois. Medin Aino. Even though the Torah says, will you sell Karka? There's no Pasha of Aino. But Medin Mekach Toys Lo Yimayet. But if it's not what I'm buying from you, it's not what you told me you're selling me, that's mekach tois, avada, that applies to karka. Sure, ain't the mekach, that that's zochel is oven, it's not a sale altogether. I had no das to buy this. I told you clearly I want to buy 5, where you planted 6 seeds there. 6 soyim of seeds. And you only gave me a karka, that's 5 soyim, that's not what I bought. So pshita it's a mekach tois, that can't be the case. Ela rather diyom iyu shad yibok de boile. I want you to seed it the way you're supposed to. I'm telling you, seed my field, like I want you, I'm buying this field with the seeds, and I tell you to seed it the way normal people do it. Now what comes out, we found out the truth was, he did not seed the field the way he was supposed to. That's the shell he like gypped you. He charged you to as if he seeded it the way he was supposed to, and he didn't. So here it's not called the mekach tois. Because you didn't speak out exactly how much you want. It's a zachas totally numden in your das. So I see you wanted to buy this field no matter what with the seeds. Just Egypt, you didn't give you enough seeds. So that's the shayla. Yesh lo mayno, is there a pasha v'no here? And mayla, of course, we look as if the seed is command the muncha b'kardadomi. It's like in a jar. And therefore it's a sale on something that's metalful. So if Egypt's you a sixth or more, you have a locha v'no. O yein lo mayno, no. Command the shad b'kardadomi v'yesh lo mayno. That's one side. Or the maybe about lino agavaria. Now the mice of these seeds now are bought up to the karka. It's not mamish in a jar. It's in the ground right now. So we look as if it's part of the karka. So the sale now is on karka like. There's no pasha of eno. Yeah. Another shiloh is nishboy. That's one shiloh. Nishboyin aleim, oyein nishboyin aleim. Can you swear on this or not? The same Shiloh. Command the shadi b'kavi adami v'nishboyin aleim. We know in regular metalklim, if you moid the b'miksas, he is a shvu, you have to swear on it. So also, these seeds, now, even though they're in the ground, but we look as if it's command the shadi b'kavi adami. So the regular metalklim. Or Dilma again, no, but lino agavaria. These seeds, the mice are in the ground right now. It's like part of the ground. And the chlal is, v'yein nishboyin aleim. You don't swear on kakois. The second shayla, third shayla, oime matirin oyein oime matirin, is the oime matir these or not? Another locher is chodesh, things that grow like from before Pesach. So when it comes the second day of Pesach, tes zayin benisin, the oime is matirin. So on these things, are the oime matirin or not? Hechida, what's the case talking about? Eid yashris, if taka this started to give off roots, tanina we learned, and eid lo yashris, if it didn't give off roots yet, also tanina we learned. The Tanan we learn clearly. Imish Rishu Kaidim Luyamer, and whatever you're planting right now caught and start to give off roots before Tezayin Benisin or the Matirin. Even though the rove of it grows after Tesach, after Tezayin Benisin, but since the mice of these seeds were Nishrash before the Yomer is Matirin, doesn't have a Nisa Chodesh on it. The Yimlav of the seed, if the roots do not start to grow before the Yomer, Asur Nachiyova Yomer Habo, then when it starts to grow, then after Pesach, it's like you're first planting it after Pesach, when the Shroshim, the roots start to grow, and from then on, so therefore, it's like started to grow after the Yomer, that Yomer is not matter, you have to wait for the next year Yomer. So what's your question? We learn clearly both ways. Whereas Teret says, let's read, our Shaila is, Techadino v'zarino kaidim Yomer.
That you have, let's say, wheat that was growing from before Pesach, and you picked it up, techatnin, you picked it out of the ground, v'zarinu, and you replant it again. Koidim loyme, before Pesach, v'yosad le'yomer, and now when Pesach, the second day came of the yomer, v'cholo falayu, and it passed by it, but v'loy ashras koidim loyomer. Now these seeds, or this growth, that you replanted again, did not take roots again. And while the yomer passed by, it was in the ground, but it didn't have roots yet. So ma, what's the locha? Leminkat umeichu minayu. Could you pick up right now these and eat it? Because I tell you, command the shadi v'kadadami. Even though you had it in the ground, but it's considered just like it was in a basket, in a glass. Therefore, since lemaisa the yomer passed by, you would be allowed to eat from it. Visharinan oimer, and therefore the yomer was matarit. Oidilma maybe no, but linu agavaria. Maybe no, it's bot lagav the karka. Now, since Lemaisa was in the ground right now, maybe the Yomer cannot be Matarit. And this Gemara says, Teiko, these shells, all we have a Suffolk, if these things are considered bottles of the Karka or not, all these things remain by a Suffolk, by a Teiko. Alright, we'll stop here.